This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
A Cowboys source just now when I posed the question on Jason Garrett's job security. Too early to jump ship to build one. Too early to jump ship. Too early to build one, too. The thing is, you can look up and we're 13-3 or hell, 3-13. Right now, it's premature to take either side. But then they added, circle back next Monday.
No!
Cowboys host the Eagles. That's Sunday night, right?
Yes.
Sure is.
And then they head into their bye week.
It's going to be lit, bros.
If they lose to the Eagles, I could see them firing Garrett. If they lose in embarrassing fashion, if they lose and they feel like maybe it's an emotional thing, like if that emotional change could happen and be good for the team, new messaging, if they feel like Garrett's holding the offense back, too conservative, if they feel like, I don't know, Rashard could put a charge in this thing, it would be Rashard or bust. It would be Chris Rashard.
Why wouldn't you just throw Nussmeier in there? Just because I've always felt like that's the kind of a name people would respond to.
Marinelli, who's got the 0-16 on his ledger. I think Cowboys fans would like that.
Dude, Nussmeier's a tough name.
It is.
It's like a name that a Rick Moranis character would be in a movie. Ah, let's get old Nussmeier in here and see what he's got to say.
You go lose by two scores to the Eagles, I think it's over for him. I really do.
If you lose by two scores?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, because that's where you get to a thing where it's like, y'all want to salvage the season. The best way to salvage the season is let's go ahead and throw the Hail Mary down the field. Schedule's going to be brutal. We are now 3-4, and we're behind the eight ball in our own division. That's when you start. And you know what? By the way, based on what we've seen, if they do start, if they get behind by several scores to the Eagles at home, can't you see some bad body language being out there on the field?
Probably. Yeah. Probably. Some frustration as to why that's happening. We've got some audio we're going to get to. This is going to be a lot of fun. We got Sham Goes Ham, but I got to tell you, do you hear my voice? It's changed in the last 10 minutes.
Getting horny? Or
I haven't noticed.
I'm stopped up.
Puberty. Oh!
And it's freaking me out because I'm doing the show today from where RJ Choppy did it. And he had two ear infections and he had strep throat.
Well, here's what's weird, though. Kavanaugh, I'd never seen an adult with one ear infection, much less two. Kavanaugh had two ear infections on Friday, and then Choppy showed up with two ear infections today.
Yeah.
This isn't a daycare center. And adults don't show up with two ear infections. What the hell is going on?
They brought in a hazmat crew, and they cleaned up this whole area where he was sitting. But if you just like go outside in the hallway and you listen, everybody's sick up here. Did you get your flu shot yet?
I did.
God, I got to do that.
I feel real good right now, guys. Never been this healthy.
Choppy and Jeff, two guys too, are known to just kind of grab a spare set of headphones instead of like have their own.
Yeah, I don't think that's how you get an ear infection, though, right?
I don't know.
I do think it helps.
They came in here and they changed the little padded thing that goes on top of the microphone, and they called it a muff.
Oh,
they go,
yeah.
We changed the muff.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'm not getting sick. I feel like I'm definitely am, though.
A lot of the mics these days will just shave that muff right off.
Yeah.
I thought Choppy was stopped up from snorting all that blue chew.
Yeah. Can't do that.
You can crush those little pills up, snort them, and then you'll get all stopped up.
I thought they called it a mic condom.
This is going to be very difficult to do. But it's time for Sham Goes Ham!
Hopefully, I get an opportunity to go lots of ham.
That hit a giant!
No.
I don't know what the hell they're doing here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Touchdown, Michael Irvin!
Prepare yourselves.
Move over, sweetness! Make a place for Emmett!
For Sham Goes Ham.
To the 10, 5, walk the dog! Touchdown, Barry!
And a reminder, bonus Sham tonight, 7 o'clock on The Fan. What? Brad Sham, Taylor Stern, and myself. With Ezekiel Elliott for the Cowboy Hour.
Whoa.
Yes.
Man. You guys are going to let him eat the whole time?
Show starts at 6 if you'd like to go out there live in person, but it will air 7 live on The Fan. Let's start with a 3rd-and-1 play. 7-3, you're driving, 3rd-down-and-1. What are the Cowboys going to do? Bring all the tight ends in, load up the box, and do this.
on third down and one at the Jets 5. Out of the eye, they run Elliott. Oh, they're waiting for him. He
wow.
lost a yard.
There was nothing there. They just go straight up the middle, and about the time that Dak Prescott took his left hand off the football as he handed it to Elliott, the Jets defense was there.
And they're going to go for fourth and two.
Wow.
It's as if the Jets knew it was coming.
Just slammed him into a wall of predictability.
I don't understand. I thought that's what we were getting away from. I thought that's what Kellen Moore was going to rescue us from.
Let's just pretend that Kellen's been muted.
That sets up a fourth and two, guys.
This should go well.
They are going to pass up what looks like a sure 3 points from this range at the 7. That's a little desperation call. Fourth and two. Quarterback keep coming left. Blasted down at the 8. He lost a yard. And the Cowboys turn it over on downs. Quinnen Williams makes the tackle.
And that was a run all the way for Prescott. No read option or anything. He's got Zeke Elliott to his left, and Zeke is basically his leading blocker there. He's like a guard pulling. But, again, this was a straight Dak Prescott run left. Just took the snap.
Okay, that's
back
good.
In the old single window.
You know, it worked on the touchdown.
Worked on the toudown.
But I hate the play call there. And it's desperation time at that moment. And if you're going for it, in other words, I'd like the idea of him having multiple options. I'd like it to be he can run it if it's there or he can pass it.
The numbers weren't in their favor, too. If you look at the number of Jets in the area combined to the number of Cowboys in the area, and the plan was to run behind Cam Fleming.
I think the quarterback...
Cam Fleming got blown up against the run and the pass.
You know what I'd like to happen there? I'd like the quarterback to call a timeout and go back to the sideline and go, guys, it ain't going to work.
Wait. Stop being a Dak hater.
Yeah, dude, what are you doing?
What a jerk. Sorry, Dak, I turned on you for 3 seconds. My apologies.
That then led to this.
And Darnold with a play-action fake, rushed, but puts the ball up in the middle of the field. Deep for Roberts. He caught it at the 50. He's going to run away. This is going to be 92 yards for Robbie Anderson. Big play for Robbie Anderson. Darnold with a big league throw, and he ran away from Awuzie. Heath had no chance, and it's a 92-yard touchdown for the Jets.
I so look forward to the folks watching the All-22 to tell me what happened there. Did Heath bite on something that he should have bitten on? I mean, I just saw it from the standpoint of, oh, I'm 2 steps too late.
When I saw, he was just slow getting over.
Oh,
hell. And generally, most of the time, Heath is not your free safety. In this situation, the Cowboys had Xavier Woods shadowing Le'Veon Bell, who was in the backfield. So they had Xavier Woods kind of playing up, because if Le'Veon Bell tries to run a pass route,
cover him,
then you feel better about him covering him than Jeff Heath does.
Mm-hmm.
So he had Woods up kind of just shadowing Le'Veon Bell, dropped the play action in there, and it was all open. There was nobody back there to save the day.
Again, he was a weakness going into camp. He was a weakness last season. He's been a weakness. He's still a weakness. He's a weak link in their defense. That's not all on him. Cheeto got roasted too. But, dude, Heath was way out of position. He is the only safety valve on that play, and he was not where he needed to be.
And, you know, props to Darnold for putting that thing on the money. Robbie Anderson's good. He's a really good player. And the Jets saying, hey, we're inside our own 10 here. Let's just go ahead and take a shot.
Right? Probably a great read, too, by Sam Darnold evaluating the defense before he snapped the ball and going, that guy's out there on an island. Let's see what's up.
Here's Maher from deep.
62, what might be the last play of the half. Maher's kick is on the way, and it is good from 62.
So that's good. That's awesome. Okay, then he misses one later. So it's 21-9.
Wait, hold on. I want to say something.
Yeah.
After he made that field goal, it was halftime, and I tweeted that the Cowboys would win 27-24, and I firmly believe that. I thought that would give them tremendous momentum. They're about to get the ball.
Yeah.
I thought they'd go down and score a touchdown. I really thought that was going to be the jolt that they needed.
So it's 21-9 late in the third quarter. Jets are driving down the field. And this, I think, is where I kind of forgot about and like just pulling together these Sham Goes Ham clips. I really remembered this game was not near as close as it should have been. They get dominated most of the entire game because this play happens, and I'm not sure. Oh, here's the play, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
And Darnold is in the gun on third down, and he's looking that way, and he throws, intercepted by Jordan Lewis. Coming left to the 15-yard line to the 20. Still going to the 25-yard line.
So Jordan Lewis, credit to him, good player, credit to him for making a play, but the ball was thrown right to him.
Yes.
Okay. The ball was thrown right to him, The Jets were about to make it 24-9, or it was about to be 28-9. Mm-hmm. It was about to happen late in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. And that's where I kind of went, oh, yeah, I got to remember that. They ended up putting the game away.
But, dude, Jordan Lewis needs to play more.
I agree.
Well, he's the only one making plays.
Yeah, I mean, he got Jordan. I don't think Jordan overall had a great day yesterday. If you he gave up some plays down the field yesterday.
Huge first down where he was 4 inches shorter than the guy and chasing him.
But if Anthony, yeah, and that's easier, that's hard. There's the play to Robbie Anderson on that final drive where they ended up getting a field goal.
He actually also got the huge stop. Yeah, he got the huge stop also. Player. Dude, he's the only one making plays though.
Yeah, I would like him to be out there.
To me, he's their second best corner behind Byron.
I think I disagree. Probably, I think Cheeto. It's between him and Cheeto.
Cheeto has not had a great year, homie.
No, none of those guys are making plays. They're just, yesterday was the first day, at least that I can kind of remember, first day where they're giving up the booty all day long.
There's also not a lot of pressure. What? How is there no pressure?
There's no pressure.
How is that possible? That same line gave up 10 sacks to the Eagles last week.
Tough times, man. Okay, so
are we going to be good this year?
Let's do the two-point conversion, last play.
Okay, here's your ball game. Two-point conversion for the tie. With 43 seconds left, Prescott back in the gun, throws it in the end zone, incomplete, and there are no flags anywhere. And he was bowled over. They knocked Prescott on his backside before literally he had a chance to throw. They brought a blitzer up the middle who was unaccounted for, Jamal Adams, and that ball never had a chance. And the Cowboys are going to come up short by 2 points.
That was a blitz so fast up the middle. I mean, it was boom right in your face.
I didn't feel good about it once I just saw when they motioned Zeke out, so they're an empty, and I'm okay with them being an empty. I usually like it when they're an empty, but then just looking at the numbers and the Jets were coming, they were showing it, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, this does not look good. And then all five routes were run to the goal line and turnaround routes.
Again, since we had already ruined it by burning the other timeout, if Dak looks, he needs to call a timeout there.
It doesn't. There's no sense in keeping two. You know, you're not going to be able to stop the clock. You already got rid of that opportunity when you burned the timeout. So, whatever. I don't understand how such a flag-happy unit doesn't call that. They called six consecutive penalties. That was pass interference.
I thought it was, too.
I mean, he's wrestling with Witten as the ball is thrown to Witten.
It's not pass interference until the ball is thrown to Witten, and then it is pass
In general, I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with the six flags in a row that happened.
Yeah.
In general, they're over-flagging, and they're making football hard to watch.
Yeah.
They need to stop doing that.
All right, let's do this. Let's get to the other NFL games. We'll get to them next on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.